Well, you got to have some angle, right? You know, I mean, just, either be particularly, good, gifted with communications or particularly pretty or handsome or particularly interesting as far as, what you do, like adventurous, people want to see your escapades or something like that. So you got to have some angle, because, just to be, I've seen some content where it's like, I don't get it. This person's neither, good looking nor interesting nor well-spoken. And what they're doing is just like what 1,000 other people are doing. How do they make money on this? So, but I don't know much about it. And I get the advertising thing. It's just that I don't think I see all that much advertising. I just can't imagine it generates that much. But, maybe. Now, I do know that I YouTube has a lot of ads that I don't no longer see because I pay them $22 a month not to. So there's somehow, that metric figures into it all, I guess.
Yep, ding, ding, ding. I do not. I do not have any paid subscription to YouTube, and so I have to deal with all the advertisements. And when you're not paying for it, there's quite a bit. There's a number of websites that I do pay for an ad-free experience. YouTube is not yet one of them. And you're missing a lot of forced advertisements, I think, that I see. So the flip side is, your X dollars a month, is gonna go toward that. If you're paying so-and-so, if you're viewing so-and-so's page and they've got such-and-such contract, for so many viewers that they get paid so much, and through the advertisement, you're kind of, I think you're paying them in a roundabout way because you're paying to bypass the advertisement instead, if that makes any sense. At least I think that's how it works. I don't know. I'm not an influencer.